eyes out in the dark. When I seen a man chilling with his dog in the park, I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my god, an ill reindeer. But then I was feeling.
Welcome to the Bluesy Floozies for Movies podcast, the podcast where three friends get together, watch movies, and talk shit. And we are here today for a holiday episode this time. Once again, we've done a couple, and we picked a Christmas movie this year. What did we pick?
We picked, as a team,
hold on.
We put our brains together.
What?
I'm Tim.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't introduce ourselves. That's introduce ourselves to the people.
You're Tim.
To the people.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Alana.
All right.
And we picked...
We're calling 34th Street.
The original.
The original 1947.
Miracle on 34th.
Have you guys ever seen this before?
No.
No, actually.
I have not.
So, okay, I know we're jumping into this a little early, but like, in terms of Christmas movies, none of us have seen this movie, and this is considered a classic.
Yeah.
Like, of all time. They've remade it.
Yeah.
Last year we did...
Oh, let me tell you, we started watching the remake, and it was fucking terrible.
It was. I don't remember exactly our claim last year, but I think it still stands strong that we still need more Jewish... movies. We still need more Hanukkah
Jewish movies. Yeah. Oh, I was like, just
Jewish
Hanukkah
holiday movies.
Movies.
Yeah. Jewish
holiday
movies.
I was like,
movies.
There's plenty of Jewish movies. Woody Allen films.
There needs to be more Kwanzaa movies.
Well, yeah, there needs to be more.
I don't know any. You know what?
There
honestly,
is.
Who really. I'm saying this for real. Who really knows that much about Kwanzaa? Because I don't. I really don't. Like, can you guys tell me anything about Kwanzaa?
You sound like my dad.
I don't think I know anyone that's ever celebrated.
Not as a douchebag, but to seriously say, I really don't know the history
behind
Kwanzaa at all.
And honestly, if there's a listener that does, please school us. Please, not only school us, but like, we're not... I would love to know more about it.
We also have phones where we can look this up, but
sure. We're also being ignorant.
But
yes.
I like to learn from others.
Yeah, in conversation. No, because some people can tell you some bullshit, bogus information that's not true.
True.
But
like, have you ever heard about the Pee Wee Herman religion? That's bogus. I just threw that out there, guys. Gotcha. See?
Oh.
It happened to anybody.
I would follow it. Maybe we just walk around with a bunch of bow ties on?
We were just talking about Mecca like a chai, Mecca chai ni ho.
Or they're called Reubenites.
Anyway, we watched Miracle on 34th Street.
We already said this.
Also,
I
have a cold. So, putting that out there now. I sound like shit.
It's fine.
I'm also high on mushrooms, I just want to say. So, I'm not my normal self on this podcast.
You're better than normal.
All right. Because
it's Christmas.
So, I don't know what to say about this movie.
What?
I don't have a lot to say about this movie, so
we can go on about what the movie was.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, because I was in and out. I didn't love this movie.
So. Yeah, you're walking
okay,
down
Okay, let's already check Tim off, because we know that once he's checked out, he doesn't do a good job of telling the story of a movie.
Once I'm checked in, I do a bad job telling the movie.
Opening credits.
So, for sure.
Some guy just walking down the streets in New York City. You have no idea what's going on. He stops by a toy store, or I don't even think it was a toy store necessarily. It was just a store.
Just a department store.
And the guy was lining up little reindeer, like Santa's reindeer. And the guy looks out the window, and he goes, oh, like kind of surprised because this guy that's walking down the street looks like Santa Claus.
This idiot knocks on the door, and he's like, I'm not for sale.
He's like, we're not open.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not trying to buy anything. He's like, well, why are you fucking bothering me for? He's like,
put your reindeer
well,
in
Well, he got
room.
The reindeers wrong.
So this is your first introduction to Kris Kringle. Yeah, he's like, you didn't put him in the right order. I would have... When I'm looking at him, he's on my right. Blah, 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 blah. This guy's like, okay, crazy old man.
Yeah.
It's great. Awesome.
I mean, which is, a normal conversation in New York City, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, and he's like, cool, go continue to do crack on the sidewalk.
The fact that,
I don't think crack existed in 1947.
No. Go back to your bottle, man.
And it was a different New York then because the guy actually opened the door to a closed shop to talk to him.
Hello?
Instead of pretending he couldn't hear him through the window the whole time. Because that's normal.
Go back to your opium, old man. Goodbye.
Oh, opium. So how does he get to the department store? How does that even...
He walks
so,
there?
He walks to the parade.
He walks to the parade and he sees the drunk Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. It's the Thanksgiving one.
Yes,
it's
Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
So it is actually Macy's and Gimbel's. Every name in this movie is real. And That
including Santa Claus's name.
Chris Kirby.
I meant like the store names, because when we just watched the remake,
and we totally bogus names. We didn't.
There was Kohl's, but not
with a C.
Yeah, like C-O-L-E.
It was Kohl's and not Macy's, which Macy's still does the Thanksgiving Day parade. Yeah. It's not like so you and Macy's was like the they're like no, not, they yeah we don't want the rice.
They haven't done it in 3 years. Right.
Oh, really? When yeah. this was made, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No, since COVID, they wasn't one this past year. Yeah. No, oh, there really? Hasn't been any in the last 3 years, I think. Yeah.
So, but it still was funny because in the very beginning of this movie, it was like, why are we doing this? Consumerism was a big thing, and even Santa was against consumerism. And I'm like, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is all for consumerism.
It takes the whole purpose out of Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting conversation that even in 1947 that was. That was a conversation.
It's still being,
being
it's,
had,
if anything,
right?
it's more. It's,
yeah, even more so now.
More so now.
But yeah, no, that's. I found that interesting.
I thought that was it. But anyway, this guy, who we don't know is Kris Kringle yet, but he walks up and he sees the Santa of the parade.
Not this guy. He's literally the only guy that looks like Santa Claus in the entire
movie. Well, Santa, look, there's a Santa of the parade who's like stumbling over literally. Could not be more drunk. He's sipping. He's reaching for his bottle as he's falling, and he's like, "Oh, you're Santa. You're doing a good job." And I think they make a couple quips back and forth where he's like, "Hey, you kind of look like me too." And he's like, "Cause I am you." It's they use similar things in that,
right?
And then he's like, "The guy that we just follow goes, you're drunk. You've been drinking. How dare you?" And he gets so mad at him that he goes to whoever's. He's like, "Who's running this parade?" You're Santa's fucking... He doesn't say you're fucking drunk, but he's like, yeah. You're Santa's drunk. He's intoxicated.
He's an abomination to Santa Claus.
Yeah, yeah. And the woman immediately goes, oh my goodness. She reacts and then goes, we're running late. Would you be the Santa of the parade?
And he's like, done.
He's like, okay.
He's like, I am Santa.
Yeah, well, he doesn't necessarily say that. He's not necessarily giving that away at this point in the movie. And then you guys got to tell the rest because I swear I checked out.
Wow, that early on?
Wow. Oh, wow. Yeah. Actually, to be honest with you, so did she. It was like once the parade was about to go, she's like, I'm out. I did my job.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Now
her,
you're going
to
sit down
to her
and
old condo.
Like, fuck.
She went up to her apartment and where you meet
yeah, and
her
she,
daughter.
She relieved,
and
she relieved her neighbor of his babysitting duties.
Uncle, whatever the hell his name was. Uncle Sylvan.
Uncle Remar. Yeah.
Uncle Rico.
Uncle Rico.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many characters in this movie that I was just like, who the fuck is this guy? I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
I'm sorry,
Not
guys.
Tim.
I'm sorry.
Tim's terrible.
Wow. Tim the Toolman Taylor over here.
I'm sorry. This movie.
You're not the Santa Claus.
I loved the last Christmas movies we did. Oh, no, I hated Scrooge. Scrooge,
you are fine with Scrooge. It was a Christmas Carol you didn't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that movie fucking sucked too.
Wow.
Really?
Holy shit, Tim.
Oh, you were fine with It's a Wonderful Life.
Tim, I loved It's a Wonderful
Tim
Life.
Tim is totally drunk uncling this podcast.
Yeah.
He's just sitting on his chair right now, holding the beer, and he's like, I fucking hated it.
That's stupid.
All
right, so
anyway, so because he was hired, he was basically hired by Macy's. He's now the Santa for the fucking department store.
We've been doing this for.
And he starts telling kids like, "Hey, my mom says I'm not gonna be able to get this, but I know you're Santa. You can get this for me." And so,
okay, guys.
So Santa goes,
no, just not. It's terrible.
Okay, so you said
they believed he was.
They the kids.
Yeah, what? No, they weren't saying.
No,
it.
But
they sat on his lap and were like, "That's Santa Claus."
That's
and everyone's
Santa.
Like, "What do you mean?"
And, but the elf who worked for Macy's was like, "Don't tell him we can get him this because it's sold out."
Oh.
And
yes.
Santa goes, "Well, they have it over there. I'll promise you again." He's telling the parents. Gimbel's has it for this.
Yeah.
Macy's is sold out of this.
Yeah, which is the fire truck.
Yes, the fire truck. He's making things happen. See, I wasn't that far checked out. And, but they're like, well.
The dick wasn't in my hand.
What's
that
his
boy.
Name? What do they call the owner of Macy's in this movie? Like Sergeant Macy's or like.
No, this is H.R. Macy's.
Mr. Macy's isn't going to like that. They keep saying, Mr. Macy's isn't going to like that. They're saying, but then they have a meeting at a certain point that says, actually. Our sales did not go down, and everyone's sales rose, but that doesn't matter because we didn't go down. So let's just keep the good spirit, and if they don't have it, we'll tell them where they do have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the mom of the son said, I don't know why you're telling everybody to go somewhere else, but I'm telling you that honesty is the most honesty I've ever had from a department store, and now I'll shop here more than I ever have.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, so then they actually make like a book to like show when customers can just come in.
Oh no, it's an entire advertisement, a catalog of what everybody has to offer in town.
Yes, I was just I'm sorry, I didn't say catalog, but yes, it's a giant book. It's the same thing as a catalog. That's full of all the other fucking department stores and what they offer. Mm-hmm. And so people could just come into Macy's and say, I'm looking for this. And the Macy's guy would tell them where to go.
Yeah. It was kind of cool. They actually had a guy that they hired specifically to say, oh, if you're looking for that, just send you out the door and send you somewhere else.
But while Santa's being Santa, this little girl comes up to him and she is the daughter of the runner of
the woman that hired him.
The woman that hired him. And
organizes the parade.
She organizes the parade. And she is nothing but optimistic. Right? She
pessimistic.
Pessimistic. I'm sorry. You're right. That's the word I was
like, oh yeah,
where she's like, you're not Santa. Mm. My mom just hired you. And you just happen to have a better beard than every other ones. It doesn't go up, but she goes, but you are a little better than the rest. And she's like slowly being sold, and she finally says, like, well, it's not even at the scene where she tells what she really wants. He visits her later on because she says she doesn't want anything for Christmas. I can't, there's nothing that I want. And he's like, you have to want something.
The mom?
No, this is Santa saying to the little girl.
No, the little girl wanted a house.
No, but she doesn't say it right then. Yeah,
she doesn't find out that later in the movie.
She doesn't say that right then because she's like, no, you don't understand. And then Santa
comes... I don't think any of us paid attention to this fucking
movie. That's what I mean.
Santa comes back to the house and he goes to say goodnight to her.
Because at this point, the whole family believes that he's really Santa. Everybody who's in the house is even like...
Do they?
I think they do at
Mother
this point.
Still doesn't.
She's still a little weird, but she's not against it either because she's still allowing him in the house.
No, because that she went and had a fucking... Went to have a psychiatrist come and fucking make sure he wasn't this fucking crazy.
Stupid.
It's not. No, it's not. So, if anything, this conversation...
Well, anyway, it all led to... My whole point of this is... The little girl was so pessimistic that she doesn't even sell Santa at the city.
She's a very realistic little girl.
And she's very smart.
Yes.
And she says...
Who is also played by a very young Natalie Wood, which we learned.
And she's really cute at that age, too, like as a cute little girl. But she's like, no, there's nothing you can't get me. You're fake. And then ultimately...
What are they going to do? Hire an ugly little girl to play this?
I know. She's just, there's something about like her that's just like, she's like, oh, like you like
the 94 Miracle on 34th Street.
With a ton of clones. But later on, she ultimately finally says, like, I want a house. I want to be out of this apartment. I know I live in a nice, beautiful, because their apartment overseas
tree.
What, Times Square, or like wherever the Macy's, they watch the parade from their
living. Yeah.
So as much as they have a beautiful apartment, she wants
it's
to
It's like
be,
in the middle of Manhattan, which is a nice apartment,
it
right?
It is, but she wants
a
yard
and
a swing.
Yeah.
She wants a rope swing, man.
Rope swing,
yeah.
Off the tree, is what she really said.
Yeah, she wants
and
to
he
look
goes,
at squirrels.
All right, it's a tall order, but I'll see what I can do. And then the movie happens. So I don't know how we get to where we are next. So you guys continue.
Okay. So that's the thing is, which honestly at that point, I'm a little confused at, but of course the magic of movie making, right? Is that
mushrooms.
That's it, man. Is at that point, why don't you just fire him? But the fact that someone thinks that he's crazy. And then is then committed to a hospital, but then in order to get out of the hospital, then has a hearing to see if he is actually competent enough.
This is where you kind of lost me a little bit because
what?
This all happens between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes.
Who
but at that point,
got
just
him
fire
committed?
The
who
guy.
Who got him committed?
The psychiatrist that was bogus and was a piece of shit in his own right.
So the parade's already
over. The guy
over.
That was combing his eyebrows.
He's not even hired at this point. The parade happened.
Yeah.
He was hired and now that's over. So
what
he
do you
did...
mean the parade? It was the Thanksgiving parade. So he's Santa for December. For the entire month is his job to be Santa
Claus. Where?
At Macy's.
At the Macy's
store. Is that how that works?
Yes.
Oh, I've never been. I don't know.
Santa, you don't have to go to know
so the Santa in the parade.
I've never been to Santa Claus at Macy's, but
the
I know
Santa
that
in the parade just
he's one
out
of the biggest pulls for any mall or any shopping experience is having Santa Claus there.
I see. Because my point, I didn't understand of like,
What he had to do with anything?
What he had to do with anything? He already did his job. He actually wasn't even hired. They actually got him volunteered for it. And he did it, and now they want to get him in trouble, and now he's just like, I am who I am, and no one believes him.
Well, they had no place to put him.
While all this is happening, who's playing Santa in the Macy's? Now that I'm thinking about it.
How long is this movie? A week? A day?
I don't know. 2 days?
A month that takes place of all of December.
All of December.
I don't even know if it takes
Who's delivering the toys? If he's the real Christmas.
He did. He delivered everyone's Thanksgiving toys.
Guys. Well, the hearing ends on Christmas Eve.
I don't know
Eve.
If you can tell by how I'm talking about this. We're 15 minutes in. I fucking hated this movie.
That bad?
Wow, way to blow your load.
Blew it.
Wow. Now we don't. No one cares about anything after you say the rest of this episode.
Right? No, but you know what? Fuck Tim right now.
I can still talk about it.
Yeah, but that's not the whole point of this movie. You know what the point of this entire movie is?
No.
Did you think that he was Santa Claus?
Yeah. I knew he was Santa Claus. No.
Do you think he was actually crazy or was he really Santa Claus?
No, he's not really Santa
Claus. This is the least Christmas movie I've seen of all Christmas movies. That's why I didn't like it.
How?
What?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Die Hard is probably every
year you always go, let's watch a movie that embodies the Christmas spirit.
That's completely that.
And this is all of it.
I don't think this is it.
Not for you.
For me, it wasn't. It was a courtroom drama.
What? That was like the last 20 minutes of the movie.
That's all I remember of this fucking movie. I liked the beginning. I liked
it. Was a Law and Order.
It felt like a courtroom drama. It was like,
Perry Mason, not the
series. Yeah, it was Perry Mason. To me, it was a courtroom drama. Like, is this motherfucker Santa? And there's not a single fucking elf.
If the glove don't fit, you must have quit.
Hold on, can we talk about how tiny this motherfucker was?
Holy shit. I could have picked him up and spun him around.
He was so small. You have smaller cats.
He was an elf. If I'm convinced he was an elf and not actually Santa Claus.
Who's the kid? The 17-year-old kid that works in the
department. Oh, Jack Osborne.
The janitor. No, he's not Jack Osborne.
It's Jack Osborne.
But he looks more like the guy that plays the elf in Elf. Yeah. What the fuck is his name? He was in
that
fucking.
That guy's so funny.
He was in Adam's Family Values and. Fuck.
Oh, he's an actor now?
Yes.
He's been in a million things.
He's in the Hebrew Hammer. He think he's yes. in.
Oh, I know who you're talking. He's a Jewish guy. Yes. He's from Freaks and Geeks, right?
Yes.
The like curly haired, Jewy kind of looking guy.
Yes.
He's so funny.
Yeah, but no, he is really good.
The kid that. The kid in this looks more like that guy.
He's like his 1947 doppelganger.
Yeah, basically.
But then also, why is that guy celebrating Christmas at all?
Also accurate.
But that is the point of this movie, is did you believe that he was Santa Claus? Or do you think he was fucking actually crazy? Was he some crazy guy in New York City claiming that he was Santa Claus?
Well.
And did a really good job of convincing people that he was Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's what I think it was.
This movie would be so different now because it'd be like 40 people would be like, well, I'm Santa Claus too. I identify as Santa Claus.
Do you identify as Santa Claus yet?
I do, yeah.
So, we watched a little bit.
I'm a Pringles.
Once this movie ended, the remix started immediately after. I would have not have believed the new Santa to be the real Santa. Beard alone. His beard. Yeah. Santa needs a good beard.
That's non-beard.
If anybody can describe Santa Claus, any child... 90% of them, the first thing they're going to describe in Santa Claus is his beard.
Yeah.
Right?
I would have to say.
It's a big distinguishing feature.
100%. I would have to say this year I didn't notice it as much. The last couple years prior to this one, Brandon and I have been at the grocery store and have had a kid turn around and look at him in line and stare at him. And I looked over and I was like, this kid doesn't think you're Santa Claus.
I've actually
And then Brandon's you know what? I'm just going to give him a wink just because, why the fuck not? Like,
I've actually had a kid call me Santa. Also had a kid call me Dad, too. So that was a little weird. And the mother, I looked at the mom and I was like, maybe?
Have we met? I'm not sure.
But,
that's cute, though. She's like, Santa, and you're like, fuck out of here, kid. You're trying to rip a beer.
I've also had a kid go, do you know Santa? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a good friend of his, so you better watch your shit, kid.
Yeah. So put that shit back on the shelf, little fuck.
Yeah. Get that fucking shit out of your pocket. fucking kill you.
But so I still don't think either the remake beard was terrible, but the new, even the old one, I don't think his beard was that great. He had a good beard, but it wasn't long. It was well manicured.
It was, yeah.
But it wasn't like a long white. Well, it's black and white, so it's hard to tell. I don't know. Get it out of my face. But so I, he kind of loses me.
Let's honestly, have a conversation. Who do you think is the best Santa Claus? The best Hollywood Santa Claus? Who fit that role the best?
I mean, Hollywood tells me that
I swear to God, if you say Kurt Russell, I'm going to punch you in the dick.
No, Hollywood told me that Tim Allen is the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus from Ernest Saves Christmas is really good. I liked him a lot. But honestly, I would
Brandon almost, has a friend, Brian, that's a Santa Claus, and he looks like a real
I would
Santa
almost
Claus.
Go with the cartoon.
Brian?
Jim?
Right?
Jim.
Is Jim? I no, not Jim. Jim.
Guys,
who?
Samantha.
Oh, Brian. Yes.
Yeah.
Brian,
what the sorry. Fuck? I was like, that's his goddamn name. What
are you? I got two friends that are Santa Claus.
Whoa, he knows a lot of Santa Claus. I know a lot of guys.
Yeah, I know him. I know him.
You know Santa. So I think the cartoon is my favorite. I think that I don't. It's, what? It's so shitty. Because it's
what cartoon?
Every cartoon. Oh my god, Alana.
Cartoon Santa.
You never seen a cartoon Santa?
Just like
just. You're just saying in general, like a Santa Claus in a cartoon is your favorite. What the fuck?
I'm so stupid. I'm literally like, you know the one from the cartoon, and in my head I have it dialed in.
Wow. I was like, what are you talking about?
I'm talking Rudolph. I'm talking, yeah, Rudolph.
The claymation.
Oh, the claymation.
Yes, the cartoon.
That's claymation.
Guys, who's letting me talk?
I think when I think of my favorite Santa.
Let's just wrap this guy up.
When I think of my favorite Santa, I think of the Santa that is in the department store in A Christmas Story.
Oh yeah.
He just looks like
really
he's smoking.
He's
like, so like, you know, he's just got a fucking bottle of booze in his pocket.
I'm thinking Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, man. But then you got Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa.
No, I don't think.
He's
those are
a
all
terrible
shitty
Santa.
He
can't even grow a 5 o'clock shadow
so
well.
Even like The Christmas Story. Because that Santa and that sucks. I'm thinking of like a real good Santa. Mm-hmm. Of somebody who comes in and is just like, really. When I'm like, oh, and that's why I think.
He's got the twinkle in his eye.
Yeah, where I'm really thinking, if I'm thinking of an actor, I'm thinking Ernest. But I can't really get an actor to do other than like, you guys are going to think I'm stupid.
Probably.
But the cartoon.
They already do.
The fucking claymation ones do Santa so well.
My God, he's
not a real person.
I love it. He's
I know. I don't need a real person because Santa's. Guess what?
He's not a real person. Wait.
Yeah, even
whoa,
Jesus
wait
a
minute.
Was
a
real.
So
person.
This guy in this movie wasn't Santa.
I don't think he was.
Oh, what do you think?
There was no reindeer. He didn't go down any chimneys.
They're in a fucking. They're in a barn. He's not gonna bring the reindeer to the middle of New York City.
So
why is he what? Okay, let's go back
so
to
the
start of this
is,
movie. He's just Santa just decided to stroll down
yeah,
to New York City.
Where did
City.
He come from? Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you guys. I don't think he's Santa.
No, you're full of shit. You believe
no,
it?
No, I don't think he's
now
Santa.
You're changing the
did
subject.
You? Oh, so you don't think he's
no,
Santa?
No, I don't think he's Santa.
Do
you think he's just some
crazy
guy?
And so that also, if we all agree that he's just some crazy guy. Least Christmas movie of all time. Because that means he's not Santa at all. He's just a crazy guy.
He's embodying the spirit
yes.
of Santa.
He, you know what he
it's
is?
It's just
Tim?
Like the Bible, Tim.
He is the muse of Santa.
He's the muse.
Santa speaks to him to be the Santa for everybody else,
Santa,
man.
Satan.
But
same
I don't
guy.
Understand why
you see, on mushrooms, it all makes sense.
I guess what? There's a big disconnect for me still.
Because it's like, cartoon Santa.
Cartoon Santa is
cartoon
lit.
Santa.
I need that lit-ass cartoon Santa.
What the fuck?
So, guys, we're not going anywhere with this.
No. So basically... He's put on. He's there's a hearing. He's.
I think
he's committed.
We think we're under no terms to explain this
no,
movie
he's,
to anybody.
He's committed to an asylum.
Guys,
and
not an asylum.
We are 24
Bellevue.
Minutes in, and if you listen,
yeah, but it's not an asylum. He has free will.
He has
not
free will.
Like
he does
gate
tell
or
him
anything.
That. And, but also, I want to give a straight up
What?
Congratulations for making 25 minutes into this nonsense.
And I thought we were doing this for an hour.
And I'm
still in 24 minutes.
Thank you. Congratulations. And if you've made it this far, please write us and we'll send you some stickers. Because also, we do have stickers.
You guys are running low on stickers. We gotta make more stickers. No,
sick. I still have a bunch at home.
Then we're okay on
we've
stickers.
We've been plastering them in every bar that we can go into.
Providence today.
From fucking... Yeah. We did put some in L.A.
Yeah.
We put some
Philly. Tim and I were in Providence today.
Boston. Providence.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Sticking
I put a bunch in Boston in a row.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, somehow somebody calls them out and says, you're not the real Santa, and they put them on trial or some shit.
Basically.
It's not a trial, it's a hearing.
It's a hearing.
Based on they go, guys.
They go, for the record, Santa. Kris Kringle, this isn't a trial. This is a hearing. So you don't have to answer any question you don't feel comfortable with. Yeah. They do make a point.
He's like,
I feel comfortable. Does he say even ho-ho at any point?
No, thank God he didn't, actually. I was glad that he would.
Ho-ho-ho!
Yeah, that they didn't cornify him that much.
Cornify?
Yeah. But let's talk about the fact that his attorney... He was like basically sharing a bed with
John Hampoint.
They were in a double beds next to each other.
That's how married couples slept in 1947. So he was the wife of the guy.
He was just giving him a place to stay. Feel bad for the guy.
He was a good looking guy.
Where was Mrs. Claus? Where
was
she?
Mrs. Claus?
What's she doing?
She did.
All the reindeer. He had he knew how to line them up, but he didn't have them.
Yeah.
He also knew how to knock them down.
He even said how many points on his antlers that Dancer had over everybody
else. That's what
I
mean.
Guys. This is weird. The more we're talking about it, the more you realize he's just a guy who's called himself. He's that guy that you work with at a store who's like, yeah, I'm fucking so and so. And you're like, no, you're not. You work here. Why the fuck would you be so and so?
What about him made him so believable?
Because the children, because people saw what the children believed. And when you see a child believing, it makes you want to believe too.
Oh, this. So.
It's the spirit of Christmas.
I just rewatched.
Guys, I'm on drugs, but I can still understand.
I just
all
rewatched
of this.
Christmas Evil, and it's about a guy.
What
it's not even the same.
No, there's a scene in Christmas Evil where he wants to be Santa so bad, where he glues the beard on himself, and he goes out, and everyone starts laughing at him, so he kills a guy. While running away, he runs into a bunch of kids who then are like fall in love with him because it's Santa. And then while the other parents go to get, like, revenge, the kids block him. And they're like, you're not going to kill our Santa. So the kids believe him in that. That's a better story to me than this fucking movie.
Okay. So that's Tim's version of what I just explained in Miracle on 34th Street. That's how Tim needs to understand this movie.
Honestly, I think a better depiction of Santa Claus is in Violent Night.
Guys, I think cartoons...
fucking guy. This fucking cartoon.
I think it was a very interesting depiction of the idea of Santa Claus, I think, is the entire... And you do think, you're like, so what is the miracle on 34th Street? What does that mean? Was there a miracle on 34th Street?
Yeah, the miracle was the...
Was that Santa came to town, or did he?
Yeah. I mean, that was the whole facade was...
No, the miracle was it got everyone to finally start caring less about greed, but... Making sure everyone got a deal. Making sure Santa made
everyone
consumerism gotta go away and just everyone got what they wanted. He made sure that it wasn't Macy's who won, but everyone won. So Santa did it, but it's
and
still...
And so that embodied the entire idea of Christmas.
But it's still through consumerism, which is fucking bullshit. Still hate it all.
Calm down.
Nobody handmade their gifts. They got under the tree.
You know, I don't understand why in the middle of this whole movie, there wasn't a birth of Christ in the middle of the fucking courthouse.
There was no Santa hat. He didn't go down a single chimney.
He had a hat on, but it wasn't...
He didn't go down anything.
He might have gone down on his roommate, but we don't know that. That's how he became his lawyer.
He didn't need to because he was so short.
He was very short.
It's true. He just walked right up to it.
So how did he end up getting past the trial or whatever. How did he end up getting out of this?
The room? Letters from the children, remember? He said, oh, well, if you've only had three.
I think Tim's trying to walk us through this and get us moving.
Yeah, if you've only had three.
So the defense calls up children who are like, that is Santa. Yeah. I talked to him. And that kid goes and runs up to him and goes, remember, I told you the fucking best.
Well, that was the fucking lawyer's dad.
It was the lawyer's dad. The defender, he's like, what are you doing? But then they ultimately, to prove that he's a real person, they go, well, do you have mail to you? That's going to prove to us that you're a real person, right? And it was all the children that were writing Santa Claus. The U.S. States Postal Service saved this motherfucker.
That's true. So, because they were able to supply thousands of letters of proof that Santa Claus was real, and it's a government... body.
So what's also crazy is we're explaining this full
believe
movie.
The children, guys.
We're
believe
explaining
the
this
children.
Full movie. Santa Claus this for classic children. Movie from 1986 that we
47.
Are probably
1986.
I said 47.
Holy
I meant
46.
Shit.
1946. How good would this have been? It was remade
in 1986. So, it would only been 8 years off from the one that was remade.
Yeah. It was like.
But my point is,
Santa,
we're
man.
Recounting this all at this as if. People have it
Santa
looks
the same no matter what.
Damn it,
it's
I
such
know.
A
I just want 80s Santa. Like a Back to the Future 80s Santa or something.
I wanted like Christopher Lloyd or even like Zach Gilligan.
Galifianakis.
Zach Gaffigan.
He wasn't even born yet.
Jim Gaffigan? You want a Jim Gaffigan?
Santa? I think Christopher Lloyd might have been born in 1947.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I was in the 80s or 40s. Christopher Lloyd has always been 45.
I don't know. You said 1986.
Christopher Lloyd
and
was
no
born a 45-year-old man. I think Christopher Lloyd no, came out and he was like, hey, Scott.
Marty! And she's like, it's Mama.
Marty!
Jesus Christ. Alright, so then kids come out and he's
so
like,
they dump, so they basically dump fucking huge fucking bags of fucking
letters
on the judge's table, the judge's stand. And
everyone's happy, but the little girl goes, well, I didn't get what I wanted for Christmas.
No, that didn't happen in the courtroom.
No, so there's a Christmas party afterwards.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
In
I
the
little
girls,
so
well, I didn't get what I wanted, so I guess that just means that he really isn't the real Santa Claus.
Well, no, they opened Christmas presents around the tree, mm-hmm. right?
I've never
I don't remember how we got from the courtroom to the Christmas tree.
Well, that's it. That was it. So he was found sane and... sane enough to be Santa Claus.
He was sane.
To then everyone celebrate Christmas.
What a weird movie.
Of all the fucking movies you watch, and you think this is the
weirdest...
Do you
think
it
was a cartoon fucking
show? I'm pretty sure there is.
The Heat Miser.
There's got to be a cartoon version somewhere. You want to... Next time we'll watch the cartoon version for you.
That's my favorite one. It's the Heat Miser one. We never watched the final one.
A lot of them here. She can't even breathe. She's laughing. So
what the fuck are you talking about?
The Heat Miser.
You went to the Heat Miser movie.
Humidor.
Heat Miser.
Heat Miser.
Who it is that?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
No.
Heat Miser.
No. It's the day the.
What are you talking
the
about?
The year Christmas Never Came is the name of the movie.
Is it 1986?
It's Claymation, and it's where Heat Miser kidnaps Santa Claus because he has a thing and he's like this fire guy. He's like, I'm the Heat Miser. There's a whole song about it. You ever seen it? It's so good.
It's called Nightmare Before Christmas where they kidnap Santa Claus.
Well, it happens in the year Christmas.
They put him in a
look
sack.
Look at it. The year Christmas Never Came or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about.
With Heat Miser. If you look up Heat Miser, you'll see what I'm talking about, too.
The Year Without Santa?
Yeah, yes.
No.
The Year Without Santa.
Baby, Christmas Never Came, Year Without Santa. And Heat Miser's the bad guy, and he's this fucking fuckhead. That's Heat
Miser.
That little fucker right there.
I don't think you guys know what
you're
talking about.
The firehead motherfucker, and he's like, I'm Heat Miser. I'm the one.
I've never seen that.
Are you fucking
serious? He does a whole thing. That's my favorite one.
Anyway, then what's the other guy? There's the Heat Miser, and then there's the...
Guys, who cares? This is not good for an audio
podcast. Yeah, it's not audio.
So
this little bitch is like, man, I didn't get what I wanted. I didn't get a house. And he's like, you live in fucking Times Square. You're overseeing everything. There's poor people...
You have a penthouse in Manhattan,
there's poor
bitch.
People outside begging for fucking crack. And you're watching
begging
them
for bacon. And you're complaining.
Because you don't have a swing.
Snow Miser.
Stupid. You guys are terrible.
So, All so of a sudden, they go down for a ride, and she sees a song.
Why were they driving in the car in the first place?
He like, and what's his name gives him directions. So I just assumed they were going to the house.
No, someplace. It was on the way. It wasn't the actual house.
But they were literally, you go four blocks and there it is what she said. And
when you see that gas station, you're going to want to make a right. The one that's on the right, you're going to want to make that right.
But then the kid in the back is like, stop, and then ran out and like, that's the house, house.
Perfect. She didn't even care about a swing
anymore. Had for sale sign in front of it. Mom says, you can't go running into people's houses. I didn't raise you this way. What?
So that's the other thing. So... if we don't know where they were going,
wasn't her child.
No, what the fuck? So if this house, so this is where it gets weird because it's like he willed them to go that way, to go past that house, to see that house for that to happen.
Yeah.
And then his cane was there.
At the mantle.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm. So.
And you know what? The worst thing about these movies that the place is it says the end, time. As if that was the end, and everyone died, and that.
Everyone just hanging. What happened? In the house, like, guess
well,
we bought it.
Did so they even buy it?
Yeah, that's literally. They're like, well, we're gonna have to get the house because we can't. Like,
this house is a quarter of our apartment. We're not leaving our beautiful apartment. We waited 100 years to get that apartment.
Yeah, and
that
he's like, I can't afford this. And you know what? I don't want to live in Long Island. Anyways,
yeah, well, you know, they also were like, well, if we can afford to live there, we can buy this for you.
Instead, they said, well, if she thinks this is the house, then I guess we had no choice but to buy it.
That's what the movie makes
basically. So it's basically if your kid runs into someone random's house and says they want it, you just got to fucking buy it.
That's it.
Wow, fucking kids. So glad we didn't have kids. High five. Yeah. Don't let those little suckers ruin my life. We wouldn't be able to
do magic mushrooms and do a podcast. I mean, I guess we still could.
Woo, winning at life. So, speaking of which, the best thing that I thought was fucking rad about this movie is, because I'm making this a serious topic right now, is that it was fucking dope for 1947. She was an independent mom, divorced, raising her own fucking child, and she had a dope-ass job, too. That was, for 1947, I think that was fucking fantastic.
She also had a slave.
She did have a slave. It wasn't a slave. It was a black woman in the kitchen making her Thanksgiving turkey for her.
Exactly.
What the fuck? I did notice the 1994 one didn't put that in.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
One thing that was missing... But that's about it. It seemed to, every plot line seemed to be there.
To run the Macy's parade is a big deal.
Yeah. Holy shit. And the
I don't think a broad runs that now.
No, but did you...
It's got to be a guy's thing, right?
You learned a lesson after that year.
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Even that meeting that Mr. Macy called, he called her in, and she was the only woman among a bunch of guys in that meeting. And I was like, hey, shit, that's actually...
Hey, she's hot.
And she was good for
her. Yeah, she didn't even have to show her tits or anything.
Now, you don't know that.
Everything was up to here. All collared.
It would have been better if we saw those chocolate nubbles.
Doesn't mean she didn't blow somebody to get there.
Nubbles? It's a black and white movie.
I know.
Chocolate.
I love it.
even if they look chocolate in a black and white movie, it's, I don't know, I'm good.
And it looked like a camel tone jacket. And Tim's like, you think that's red? Is that a red jacket? We're like, no.
No, it looks like it's a tan jacket.
I don't know. What color is she wearing? Santa never wore red in this whole fucking movie.
And you can tell. Did you see how dark his Santa costume was compared to that coat she was wearing?
No.
Tim is so mad right now.
I don't care.
Why are you mad? Do you not believe in Santa? Do you not believe in the
spirit of Christmas? Did you ever believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah, I did. Then this movie ruined it. Of course I believe in Santa. How long... Okay.
I was eight.
You remember
when
I don't even believe in Santa. I don't remember the exact
age. I was eight.
I was the oldest. When when you're in a family and you're the oldest, you're the first one to figure it out, and then you kind of put it on for the rest of them.
For the children.
For the children, right?
For the
children. I think I was maybe 10.
Is that a thing? So when you have siblings, it's like, don't fuck this up for your siblings.
Yeah, you have the conversation, then you go, and my mom, I remember mom being like, you're right. Yeah. They do this, but your brother and sister still believe. So keep the spirit alive. So now it's about the fun of making them believe still.
Oh, okay.
And then I still, so it wasn't like I felt a betrayal. If anything, I felt more on the inside.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, oh really? I'm on this side. Right.
I was like, I found out a fucked up way. It was like,
I broke that third wall, bro.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Santa's real. That motherfucking real. You smell him? Like, Florida.
The fuck?
He came down to Jimmy and Judith.
He blew the whole fucking whole living room.
Santa came and ate four cookies and ripped that. It's kind of
like, yeah, right.
He left at the
front. Even then, your siblings are like, that was still you.
Yeah, and I'm like, was it? Was it?
Are you sure?
There's no way.
They just blame everything out there.
You blame everyone. Why is every fart blamed on me?
Yeah. So the way I found out is, so I was like, oh, fuck, I don't even know how old it was. 8, 9, 23. I don't know. Probably. But it was there was a party at my house, and it was like all the adults were in the all the adults were in the kitchen, and they're all fucking bullshitting, drinking, doing crack, whatever the fuck they were doing. I don't know what they were doing.
Definitely not doing crack.
No, they might have been doing cocaine for all I know. But
what? In 1995, it was 100% plausible they could be doing crack.
You guys ever tried this thing?
And I was in it, and all the kids were like hanging out in the
room. Everyone on the street says this is great.
I heard this shit's great. You want some?
Even that. Santa Claus is doing
tap
crack.
Tap that vein, baby. Let's go.
And I was in the living room with all the other kids, and I was like the oldest kid out of all. It was like neighbors, like, you know, friends of friends and shit.
I was like, ew, were you that like an old kid that was?
No, but I was like, I was in between the. I was
saying this thing.
No, it was all like family friends, and they brought all their kids. All the kids, you go play in there. The adults are doing adult stuff in here, like whatever sex stuff they were doing. Or whatever.
And you were like the ringleader of the children.
Yes, yeah, I had a harness on and everything.
Listen, nipple rings.
I was like,
you're gonna do what I fucking say.
I was like Master Blaster. But
Master Blaster.
I was the toe cutter.
Yeah, you were the toe cutter.
So I was like in between age, right? I wanted to hang out with the adults because I was like, I'm old now.
This is the worst podcast we've
done. But so I forget what happened. I like went out to see the parents or something. I was like, I took a break from like the air up there, whatever the fuck we were watching. I don't know. I was like, I'm gonna go see
with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what the fucking parents are doing here, like, because I'm a cool kid, right? I'm cool.
Was Kevin Bacon ever Santa Claus? No, right? No, he's done a lot of stuff.
He's too skinny.
Oh,
he was in Christmas.
But yeah, I think our neighbor across the street was like, yeah, I mean, you know, there's no Santa Claus, right? And I'm like, wait, what?
What?
And I was
just like that.
And then like my parents were like, like I could see the fear in their eyes, and they're like, the kid's like fucking like 8, 9 years old. I don't even know how old I was. And like, you know, oh, and he still thinks it. And I was just like, I was like, yeah, I mean, I knew there wasn't fucking Santa Claus. Yeah,
Annie, the kid's fucking 17. So would Brandon, you let him Brandon, know already?
Still, to this day, tried to bullshit the guy across the street. Of course I fucking knew. Yeah,
I'm fucking 8 years old. Of course I fucking knew.
You think I'm some little fucking kid?
What are you, some dumb fucking bitch?
My niece doesn't believe in, she knows, Annabelle. I hate to say her Christian name on the
she's Christian?
Christian name?
I don't know. So that her little her
Christmas
her,
name
her classmates in her class ruined it for her.
Oh, Maddie's, was it a conversation?
The younger one, so she went home and was like, she asked, there was a conversation around
at
that.
School that there wasn't, because
the
Santa
kids
Claus?
Were like, no, there's no Santa. And she went home and was like, Mom. So now she knows, but Maddie, the younger one, doesn't.
See, that's interesting, because I don't think that was ever a conversation in school for us.
That's why I think it's always the older one that finds out first, and then they get put on to make the younger one believe longer.
Oh.
Because they don't want, right? Were you on that level, too, where it's like, you know what?
Like, all right, well, you know now, so
now that you know, you're in on the joke.
Don't tell those kids in the other fucking room.
Don't tell everyone else. Now it's your job to kind of keep the spirit alive.
See, I was such a weird kid.
Because you did meth at 13.
Yeah.
No.
You're also stunted.
No, it was more than that. But I remember asking my mom, I was like, so all this stuff was you? Like, all these little things that I remember as a kid once I found out. And yeah, I was like, you did that?
You
like
all those cookies?
One of the one things that that always stood out to me was that, which now in hindsight is disgusting. The fact that she even did it is kind of gross, but still, at the time I was like,
I'm sure that was the on the spectrum of disgusting things your mother could have done.
I'm so intrigued.
Pretty sure that's at the fucking bottom of it.
I'm so intrigued of what you think Santa did that was disgusting.
So us. Why am I saying me as plural?
Well, you do have the attitude of 15 fucking girls.
I always said growing up in an apartment, same thing as like Miracle on 34th Street. Like, where does Santa come through?
Sweetheart. this Miracle on 34th Street is a little higher class than where you were coming from.
Okay, anyway, where does Santa come through? The window? Because he's not coming down the chimney. We don't have a fucking chimney.
Might have come down your mom's chimney.
We always had balconies. So my mom goes, oh, well, he comes through the balcony. I said, well, how, you know, of course, well, it's locked. Well, magic. Santa has his ways. And so I remember having that conversation about, well, how does Santa break into an apartment to put presents under a Christmas tree?
My parents always told us he has a magic key that he can sneak through the keyhole.
Oh, that he can morph and just like squeeze through anything?
Yeah. He can crawl down a chimney. That fat fuck ain't going down any chimney I ever seen.
Oh, so it wasn't just like one key that unlocked every fucking door in the entire world?
Turned into dust and gave
He went through the keyhole instead?
We had a house, but we didn't have what a chimney. Fuck? And I was like, Santa's going out every chimney. We don't have one. And I know I'm old enough to know that we locked that door at night.
Yeah.
Because it's bad people. I know that.
Yeah, Santa.
But we want to let Santa in.
But Santa, we want to let this motherfucker in. Well, Santa's got a magic key. He can come through the keyhole.
And then you're like, Mom, so does that one guy, right? That comes like on Tuesday. Yeah.
She should go to bed.
You said too much. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
But
you're dreaming again.
But so one year, what my mom did was, you know, the hair that's like that's left on your comb. She pulled that off and hung it on the handle of the sliding glass door of our balcony. And so I woke up and I was like, what's that? And she's like, Santa must have got his beard caught. Look at that. And I was
thinking,
like,
you should do that to your mom's room. That's actually like good thinking. That's
yeah,
smart.
But in hindsight, I was like, ew, that was just hair from your fucking brush. That's disgusting. But she did that one year.
You're going to pull the hair out of your own brush?
And throw it away, but exactly. I don't dangle it off of a door handle.
She was doing it for you, Alana. All the things that you think your mom didn't do for you, that was one of those things that she did.
Apparently, yeah. But that was only one year that she did that. Because I was smart that, like, he wouldn't do that again the next year, right?
What she didn't tell you was actually her pubic hair. It wasn't the hair from her
brush.
It was
from the pubis.
Oh, my God.
You're like, oh man, Santa smells like tuna.
Santa came to town that time.
Like, yeah.
How many Santas do you think your mom?
Well, she definitely brushed it. She probably didn't shave it. She's definitely like.
You think your mom blew a Santa?
Oh, yeah. How many Santas do you think your mom?
No, my mom was not into like guys like Brandon at all. She was.
Well, Brandon.
She is now.
Brandon's a good looking. Brandon's a good looking guy. I don't know if anyone knows this.
You married me.
Brandon is in shape. He benches. Dude, 320.
I'm like a fucking jacked, sexy Santa Claus.
Yeah. I mean,
we're all a bunch of hunks.
I mean, he carries close to 300 pounds every day.
On my back.
Yeah. But,
you're on mushrooms doesn't mean you need to give these people false. Yeah.
But no, my mom always loved guys with long hair, which is why I've never liked guys. Any guy with long hair grosses me the fuck out. Like,
yeah, but
I
doesn't
will
Santa
never...
Claus have long hair?
Like Axl Rose, like, you know, like fucking like
Did she blow Axl Rose?
Like
she wanted to blow Axl
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, she wanted to, but he wouldn't. I don't think he would give her the time of day. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. He was
school.
Like it's pretty yeah, he's cool. Like, get away from me, you fucking like crabby filled groupie.
And she's like, just let me suck on that. Shut up. Let me get
off.
Away.
Yes.
You're fucking
God.
He had to redo it because he fucked up the first time. That's how bad it was. Oh my God.
Yeah, even he was a douchebag. He would just stick his dick in some stupid groupie personally. Mouth.
Anyway, okay. We gotta get back to this movie, guys. Wrap this fucking shit up because this is getting fucking out of hand.
So, I know that Tim really enjoyed It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I think
I don't remember my score, but I hated
It's a Wonderful Life.
I would say it was an 8.5 out of 10 or something.
But you seem to be more interested.
I thought this was actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah. So, do you guys want to score?
Yeah, let's do scores. Okay. Score it up. Tim, what do we got, buddy? Throw me that score, big guy.
You have to. Come on, you gotta make a whopper. Score. I know it's not.
I want to see how big it is.
The cartoon version, but.
Two.
Wow.
I did not like this movie.
Yeah, but why?
And I do think it was because, to me, it was the least Christmas movie. There was...
What the... He's so stupid.
I did not feel Christmassy about this movie. I felt no Christmas spirit in this movie because you still don't even know if this motherfucker's Santa at the end.
That's the point.
And that's why I think it's not Christmas. Also, there was a lot of people talking it up to me. And the fact that it's been remade so much, it's one of these classics.
I thought it was only remade once, just the once, right?
I mean, it was remade the one time, yeah. Oh, I mean, it might have been remade more than that.
Everyone kept saying...
Not 1986.
Even my dad said this is his favorite of the old movies and everything. And even It's a Wonderful Life, when we talked about it, I don't necessarily think that that's a full Christmas movie. Christmas takes place at a part in the movie, the very end, but most of the movie is not a Christmas movie.
So give me your definition of a Christmas movie, because I'm very confused now.
A Christmas movie to me...
it's not the story of Santa Claus.
I don't think this is the story of Santa Claus. This is a story of a crazy person trying to prove to a bunch of people that he is Santa Claus and getting a bunch of...
Trying to prove to New York City that he was
but
Santa Claus.
But the spirit of Santa was
but
all...
But I didn't believe it. Okay. So if I don't believe it, then that doesn't make me... My opinion of a Christmas movie is a movie that encompasses the season where, like, the big pinnacle of the movie is Christmas morning, waking up and seeing that. Just because there's a Santa hat in a movie doesn't necessarily make it a Christmas movie. It makes it around Christmas time. But, like... This movie didn't... It did have Christmas morning. This movie did have certain parts.
That's fine. I'll let you talk yourself and realize how stupid you sound.
I know, but...
Just keep going.
This movie, like I said earlier, like, this movie to me was just like a courtroom drama, and I didn't believe that he was Santa. So if he didn't sell me, why the fuck would I look at this movie and like this movie? 2 out of 10. Stupid.
Wow.
Fucking stupid.
But all the kids believe you, Santa.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Just like they believe that your dumbass could be a Santa. If you dressed up as Santa, the kids would think you were a Santa.
Wearing a stupid gridiron t-shirt with a flaming football in it.
I wore this to a soccer match today.
this has a football on it.
An American football.
So 2 out of 10, this movie, trash.
All right.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Trash. Wow.
Stop kicking the chair.
Get out of my face.
He's even mad at the chair about it.
Even though this was a better Santa than the other one. The other Santa in the remake was worse.
Yeah, you don't like that Jurassic Santa Park
was
Santa.
Terrible. Yeah. He didn't even have
You a, like him better
he
as
had
the
stubble, and this motherfucker's like, yeah. You look like Santa.
You like James him better Remar's as like, the founder of Jurassic
look
Park.
Santa. I'm like, yes. James Remar, go back to the Warriors, motherfucker.
James Remar, go back to Sex in the City. Yeah. Oh, no, he wasn't Sex in the City yet.
He was.
This was pre-Sex in the City.
Santa in that movie did not have a good beard. I still even think that Santa needs a bigger beard.
Which...
Bigger is better.
Do you think that... I don't even know the actor's name that played Santa in this, but do you think he did a good job as Santa?
He did a fantastic job.
He wasn't fat.
What's
it? He needs to be fatter.
He was short.
Mm. And he was short. He didn't look like Santa to me. Santa to me is tall and fat.
Okay, just look at his face.
No,
because
to me, the whole thing, when I see Santa, it's just like seeing Kermit the Frog with feet. It looks weird. This Santa, if I only saw his face, I'd be like, cool, but all of a sudden...
Well, Kermit the Frog had a body. I've seen Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, but you didn't see him walking around to the movie, and then it became a weird thing when you see his little weird legs. And I was like, whoa, I'm not used to those weird legs. So, to me, this Santa was cool, and then you see
something like Oscar the Grouch with legs, like, you're just like, what?
Yes, you're like, whoa. But Santa, but to me, Santa legs. Is, in my head, Santa Claus is 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he should be a huge
guy. He comes up, and the lawyer in this movie, who didn't look that tall, compared to every other actual human being, towered over Santa. Santa looked... He looked children height in this movie.
He did.
He looked comically small.
Maybe that's what the kids
and
like.
That threw me off, and that made me immediately go, this guy's a crazy person.
Yeah.
This guy is a 3-year-old kid.
I don't disagree with that. I think like sitting on his lap And facial wise, he was a great Santa Claus, but in stature, absolutely other things, not.
I didn't believe it. Yeah. And he didn't have a big pot belly. In my opinion, Santa needs the beard and the pot belly. And he didn't say ho 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 once, which is a huge thing Santa does.
Oh my God.
I know.
I don't need Santa to say ho ho ho.
No, I don't need it. I say ho 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 all the time. You guys don't think I'm
Yeah, you hate it when Brandon says it. You hate it when he opens a podcast.
I hate when he talks.
I like when you don't like when I call you a hoe either.
I don't like that. All right, tell your scores.
Oh my God. Wow. Are we done? Are we sure? Mm-hmm. You have any more to add?
No, I got maybe. No. It sucks.
I got poop brewing, so
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Little turtle head.
She's coming down the chimney.
Jesus. She's gonna make some magic mushrooms. I give it a 6.
Okay.
I think it was a good Christmas movie. It encompassed the spirit of Christmas in all aspects, regardless of whether or not it was in a fucking courtroom. But it still had the spirit of Christmas and your belly sticking out.
You look real sexy right now, Santa, right? Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Put yourself away, would you?
I do think it was weird that he was short, but also I think we're...
Why is he so short?
I think we're looking at it... Like, I think back in 1947, I don't think anybody noticed.
That he was supposed to be that small?
I don't think anybody noticed how short he actually was in the movie.
That's wild.
Because they're not paying attention. They're just in awe of a fucking movie.
Right.
You know?
It's
a picture show, you know? But... Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a well-made movie. I can see why.
Yeah, it's like, we're just happy to be in a place that has heat.
Yeah,
watching a movie film.
I can see why it's considered a classic, and it's a hell of a lot fucking better than It's a Wonderful Life. I'll tell you that.
Wrong.
Interesting.
Three times better. Interesting. Actually, because I think my score for It's a Wonderful Life was 2.
A 2.
So
yeah.
It's three times better than It's a Wonderful Life. That's Chris. Alana, what is your score?
I'll give it a 6 as well, actually. I thought that it was... I think the reason that I liked it more is because I didn't anticipate what it was going to be. I thought it was going to be... Okay, no. None of that right now. I thought that it was going to be more of a child... Like a child film, but I agree. But it was a snippet of a child's version of Santa Claus, or we wanted to believe... The perception of a children in it, but it was very much an adult film and trying. It that's what I liked about it.
They're trying to keep the spirit alive.
But it was
with
an adult
adults.
Film until the children made the adults.
So I like the clash the of the two, is why I appreciated it for what it was. Like it was almost like the same way that I would compare the Barbie movies. I thought it was going to be stupid and corny and cheesy. It ended up being more intricate than I thought it would, and that's
so
what
I
think I Miracle on 34th Street is.
This movie could grow on me as the. But.
Don't worry, next week we'll have a different opinion.
I think sometimes these old movies, too, there's certain parts that I think are just overdrawn and too long.
The most important thing, which is
only an hour and a half.
We do not have the attention span anymore for the dialogue that black and white guys have. A lot of people don't have
it.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, because everything they're saying means something. Yeah. Can everyone stop talking for a second?
Because
you have to pay attention to what they're saying.
I agree, but none of us can shut up for 2 minutes this whole fucking movie.
Because I was bored.
And the courtroom scene was only like the last 20 minutes of the movie.
To me, it was the whole movie. It was the whole fucking movie.
It must have been when the fucking mushrooms kicked in.
The whole movie. I was like, God damn. What is this, Liar, Liar?
Yeah. You would have enjoyed watching Liar, Liar more than
I would have. That was great.
So that would be Kris Kringle.
And you know what? I absolutely disagree with Tim 100%. This embodies Christmas 100%.
I agree.
The idea, the perception. And if you are a little jaded, which is exactly what this movie is telling you, that you get to a point in adulthood that you don't believe anymore, this gives you a reason to say, you know what? Believe a little bit sometimes. Like that, everything about this was like, it's Christmas and this is when you should allow yourself to believe.
My favorite line in this movie is, she goes, what is that? She goes, well, it's when logic hits a point and you just need to believe in for it to be true. And the little girl goes, huh?
That was the best. That was so good. Where you just
like
have
a Dave Chappelle.
disbelief, huh? That was hilarious. That was a very good moment in this movie.
There's so many points in this movie where the little girl reminds me of Alana, just like a fucking, like, whatever, fuck you, you're a bitch.
I get a house. Like, bitch, you got in a beautiful apartment.
Yeah, you got a fucking mom.
Okay, just
so busting her fucking ass.
You see your mom's tits? You're going to be blessed with that. Calm down.
Just so you know, I grew up in a one-bedroom apartment, and you know what? My mom always took the bedroom. That was my entire life until I was 18 years old.
Look what you have now, see?
Yeah.
I worked for this.
What? Please, I work. I'm the man of the house. I work for this.
Get out of here. But yes.
Would you guys recommend this movie?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely, 100%.
Who would you recommend it to?
I would recommend it.
I don't think kids can understand this.
No, I don't think they understand.
I would recommend it to anybody under 12.
I'm sure the remake probably was geared a little more towards kids.
Mm, sure.
But
this is a Christmas movie for adults. In
any
my
adult
opinion.
That has not seen it, I would recommend it.
Yeah. Tim?
No.
What do you mean? No what? No. No, you wouldn't recommend it? Why? Why wouldn't you recommend it?
You know what? Our next stickers need to just be your Tim like this.
No. I don't want
to. It's trash.
Nobody wants to see trash.
I don't say everybody thinks it's trash, right? This movie's trash. Would I recommend it? No. This is fucking stupid.
You guys were mad at me because I didn't like it. It's a Wonderful Life.
It's true. Yeah, Tim's being the ultimate critic. He's like, nope, don't recommend it.
I'm being the Grinch right now.
So is there a double feature in the future?
You tell Miss. We were ready. You weren't.
Oh.
Who?
It's not Christmas yet, guys.
They don't know that.
You say the answer, Laura.
Oh.
You tell us.
I don't know. To be continued.
To be continued.
We've been the Boozy Fleazies.
Have a wonderful happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.